Financial woes have called what looks like a permanent timeout for college football at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Division I running back for UAB, Tamar Mickens, told us he's stunned by the university president's decision.
He never provided any reasonable logic as to why he decided to end the football program. It was a lot of confusion because he kept throwing the fact that, you know, these numbers and deficits and even like, you know, that none of it made sense at all. None of it made sense. So, you know, afterwards, we were just really upset. You know, we were hurt.
Football ending anywhere in the state of Alabama, home to the Crimson Tide, seems like a rip in the cosmic gridiron. Joining me from Birmingham is Joseph Bryant, a reporter for the Birmingham News. Welcome, Joseph.
Thank you so much.
How tough is this for the community, and what's been the reaction?
The loss of UAB football has done one thing that is rare for Birmingham, the Birmingham community. It has really galvanized a broad base of support. You have urban Democratic legislators and suburban Republican legislators for the first time in a long time agreeing with each other. If nothing else, this small program has become a reason for people around the Birmingham region to find something to agree on.
Mr. Bryant, would you figure that the university is trying to play a bit of a hostage game here? I mean, are they going to save money by ending the football program, or are they just trying to raise the profile of the school's financial difficulties?
According to the president, and you know, he cites the report that he had commissioned, he's saying it is basically a business decision. The program loses money, as does a lot of other programs, but this one is subsidized, and it has not, according to him in the report, it is not financially viable to continue to have the sports program.
What is the connection between the university and the city of Birmingham?
The city has a strong connection with UAB. The city buys blocks of tickets at the municipal stadium, which is Legion Field Stadium, which is owned by the city. The city buys blocks of tickets to keep the division ranking. Besides the sports program, you know, there's some collaborative efforts between the city and UAB with research and some social programs. So there are strong ties there.
And how does the University of Alabama, Birmingham fit into the whole University of Alabama system? I mean, you know, football in Alabama, that's a big, big deal.
That's right. UAB is part of the University of Alabama system, which consists of obviously the University of Alabama, which is in Tuscaloosa, the University of Alabama in Huntsville, and the University of Alabama at Birmingham. And there's always controversy over the board. You know, there are three separate institutions that have a shared board of governance. There's been a longstanding rivalry and contention and controversy because the University of Alabama system trustees is dominated by Tuscaloosa graduates and only a few represented from the Birmingham and maybe a few from the Huntsville campus. So supporters of UAB athletics have always said, hey, we're the baby sister, the baby brother who has never been given a chance to have a healthy chance to survive.
Can this be turned around, this status and this decision?
The mayor of Birmingham, Mayor William Bell, told me that the decision was made by the president. Ray Watts said this was his decision solely. He calls it erroneous to say that the board forced him to do this. The board supports his decision. So with all that said, the mayor of Birmingham is saying, well, there's nothing we can do. The only thing that could change this would be something through the legislature. Now, it's probably a slim chance, but some legislators and supporters of UAB are saying, hey, now it's time to resubmit legislation to either change the composition of the Board of Trustees to give Huntsville and Birmingham more representation, or as a radical approach, establish a separate board for UAB.
All right, it's an interesting dilemma for the people of Birmingham. Joseph Bryant, thanks so much.
So thank you so much.
Joseph Bryant's a reporter for the Birmingham News.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.